From Fairies and How to Avoid Them by Miss Perspicacia Tick. No one knows exactly how the Nacmac Feagles step from one world to another. Apparently, they throw back their shoulders, thrust out one leg straight ahead of them, wiggle the foot, and are gone. This is known as the craw step, and the only comment on the subject by a Feagle is, "It's all in the ankle movement, ye ken." The sky was midnight black, even though the sun hung at just past noon, lighting the landscape as brilliantly as a hot summer day. This was the landscape of Tiffany Aching's mind. The Feagles looked around. There seemed to be downland underfoot, rolling and green.
"She really does hold the soul of the land in her heed," whispered awfully wee Billy. "Aye, 'tis so. But there's nae ships, nae birdies. Maybe something scared them awa'," said Daft Woolly.
Indeed, stillness and silence ruled here.
"Okay, lads, let's find the big wee hag."
They stepped forward like ghosts. The land rose slightly ahead of them to some kind of earthworks. They climbed two long mounds in the turf, which made a sort of cross.
"I dinna like this robe," said a Feagle. "It's too quiet." "Aye, slightly sane, Georgie. You are my sunshine, my only..." "Daft Woolly!"
The singing stopped. They moved on again. And then they found the horse. But here it was not carved into the hillside, but spread out before them. They stared at it.
"Awfully wee, Bully!"
Rob beckoned the young Gonagall to him.
"What's this? She knows the chalk. Why is it here? It shouldn't be on top of the hills." "Serious headlands, Mr. Rob. I canny work it out yet." "Rob!"
The big Yan hurried up. He'd been scouting ahead.
"You'd better come and see this."
On top of a round hill was a four-wheeled shepherding hut with a curved roof and a chimney for the pot-bellied stove. Inside, the walls were covered with the yellow and blue wrappers from hundreds of packets of Jolly Sailor tobacco. The back of the door was covered with chalk marks where Granny Aching had counted sheep and days. And there was a narrow iron bedstead, made comfortable with old fleeces and feed sacks.
"Awfully wee, Billy! Do ye have the understanding of this?"
The young Gonagall looked worried.
"Ye ken I'm no very experienced at this. Do your best, laddie."
Billy looked out of the shed door and took a deep breath.